Following a chilly and in some cases frosty start to the day, it is an absolutely perfect spring afternoon across New York and western New England. Temperatures have moved up to seasonable levels with tons of sunshine, and the sky will remain clear tonight as high pressure builds in from the west. Temperatures will be on the cool side again with dry air in place. Lows will be in the 30s to around 40 degrees, so there is the potential for some patches of frost, mainly across some of the higher elevations, and there are frost advisories up for some of the higher terrain in and around the capital region. Working into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will drift off to the east, so sunshine will start the day, but clouds will increase as the day moves along. Temperatures will be on the mild side again and probably a little bit milder than today, with highs running in the upper 60s to lower, perhaps mid 70s. And then as we work through tomorrow night into Saturday, we will see a disturbance come in from the west, and that will bring us the chance for some showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm. Again, the most likely time for that will be tomorrow night into Saturday morning. So the way it looks now is that even though there is the chance for a shower or storm on Saturday, that most of the day will end up being rain-free. Now, the timing's not great with that potential rainfall, but we definitely do need rain across our area. We had some over the weekend and early this week, primarily across the North Country with some scattered thunderstorms. But by and large, conditions are dry. The latest drought monitor was released this morning, indicating that the region is in the D0 category, which is abnormally dry. So not a major concern at this point, but certainly some rainfall is needed. Also, the rainfall will help to wash some of this really nasty tree pollen out of the air. Allergy sufferers have had a rather rough go of it here over the past few weeks. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, patchy frost, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, pleasant, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cool tonight, patchy frost, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, pleasant, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, pleasant, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, with patchy frost, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, pleasant, high in the lower 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm. Again, the best chance will be during the morning with highs in the 70s, and on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.